listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford's Gurren Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Don't forget, hopefully you're out there showing your pride on the Dog Pound Friday, but I want to know if you're volunteering. I really do. And what I'd like you to do is volunteer like the Browns do. That's what First and Ten's all about. Make your pledge to Give 10 today by committing 10 hours of community service on ClevelandBrowns.com. Wear your orange wristband, as I am, as Matt Wilhelm is, to make a statement. That's a statement that you give back. Cleveland Browns team is part of the First and Ten movement, and so can you be. Give 10. 216-578-0850 on a Call Your Shot Friday. I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
We've talked about a ton of stuff on this show today.
We have.
Very little of it is about the Browns and the Steelers. And this used to be a massive game. And I think we're going to go into the Friday forecast and one of the questions about rivalries. And it just seems to me that the juice is out of a lot of these rivalries when you look at the record of a Roethlisberger against the Browns. You look at a record of a Flacco against the Browns. And it just seems to me that the juice is out of it a little bit. And with this team at 2-7, nobody, you sense that. It's kind of palpable. It's a little sad, but it is at the same time it what it is. So we're going to go to Ellis in Orlando. Ellis, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the first thing I would do if I was Mike Pettine, I would make it mandatory that we have a group viewing of Paul Brown of Football Life and let these guys know what it really means to play like a Brown. And one of the biggest issues, not only do we have the quarterback thing going on, which is true, but the bigger issue is our defense.
Yeah.
And I know Jim O'Neill is Pettine's boy, but this is why you don't mix business with friendship. Look, I love you, bro, but I don't even see why Jim O'Neill still has his job, especially if I know my job is on the line. But what I would also do is probably get a veteran QB and develop. I like that kid out of Memphis, and I guarantee you at 6'7", he can see over the line. Listen, I'm going to call my shot. It doesn't look good. I hate to say this, but 24-6 Steelers, but I'm still a Browns fan.
I know you are. The good news is all these quarterbacks, whether it be Paxton Lynch, who's 6'7", Goff, 6'4", all of them have Connor Cook. They all have pro size, as it were. Let's go to our guy Iron Will, Commander Java on Twitter. What's up, Iron Will? He's off. I'm sorry. Sean in South Dakota. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
Hey, good. I just wanted to state a few facts here on NFL.com I was looking at here comparing to the Browns to the rest of the other league here. And then I'll have a quick question after that. But through 9 weeks here, Josh McCown had a 95.2 rating, which is number 12 in the NFL. Okay, so he's a good quarterback here. We have the highest paid defense in the league, yet we're 31st in the run, and we're ranked 29th in defense. So piggybacking the last caller here from Florida, you know, talking about Jim O'Neill, you know, I think if you look at if any other coach had, you know, the highest paid players on defense, and you're looking at 31st and running 29th in defense rankings, there's got to be a finger pointed somewhere.
Where are you pointing that finger?
Well, at Jim O'Neill. You know, I think Jim O'Neill, needs to go. And I think he should have went back in week 6 or 7. You know, and I think that would have maybe helped his defense play a little harder because there's a new coach in town or a new voice in town. So, I don't know. I just wanted to hear your thoughts about that. You know, and about I don't know if we really need a new quarterback because we got a quarterback in the top 12 in the NFL right now.
I know he just can't. Josh McCown at this point and at his age, he just clearly can't stay healthy.
Yeah, can you guarantee that top 12 quarterback's going to be your starter this weekend?
No,
you can't. And was he last week?
No.
So that works against you. And the one thing that I know is very – sometimes we walk a fine line, Nathan, because I think as coaches evaluate their teams, their players on their football team, it's they're not placing blame – but they're evaluating constructively and hoping to minimize the mistakes that these players make so that you can get 11 guys on the same page, offense, defense, special teams, collectively as much as possible. And in most cases, you win those football games when you do so. So it's very difficult, and you know, and we're in a difficult situation because we're not in the business to place blame. You know, and in some cases, with my professional opinion as a former football player, I know the X's and O's. And at some point, and that's why I wouldn't I'm not calling for anybody, any heads to roll, but I'm just saying, at some point, something's got to change. How do you go to battle with the same strategy, and yet you end up losing that battle consistently? At some point, something's got to bend and then, of course, break, whether it's a player. You know, so what if that relationship with that player is going to be broken? Is this going to be the first time anybody's ever been demoted in their life? No, nope. And it won't be the last, okay? And does everyone have to be in every business setting? Is everyone always best friends and everything hunky-dory? No.
Definitely not.
So at some point, you have to not care about what people think and do what is right and what needs to happen. And at this point, I think we're very close, as we mentioned, centered around the quarterback position. Why just experiment and see what Johnny Manziel can do? You have to see what everyone else can do.
Yeah, on both sides of the ball, the young guys. As far as Jim O'Neill goes, can I ask you this? Were you ever in a situation where a defensive coach got replaced mid-year?
Yes.
And did it have a positive impact?
It did.
Does it change the way that you want to play?
It does, because and the change was, it was 2007, we had made the trip to London, which I've discussed before, you know, and we got into a shooting match with Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, which we ended up losing. I think we got down like 17-0 and ended up coming back and losing 39-36 in London. But that's we had lost to Buffalo, then fly San Diego to Buffalo, lose to Buffalo, then right from Buffalo, fly to London. You spend a week there and then lose the way we did. So two consecutive bad defensive performance in games that we probably should have won. And Ted Cottrell at that time got fired from Norv's staff. And Ron Rivera was our linebacker coach who got promoted
Riverboat Ron
to the defensive coordinator. And so what he did, he brought a different persona, because Ron is, you know, he can get fired up as you see him as the head coach of the team, but he's very comfortable in his skin now with that team. And in this position, he had just been hired as a part of Norv's staff and was still kind of like, he wanted to be proactive and do a lot of things, but yet he wasn't the coordinator. He was a linebacker coach. So you're at the beg and call of the decision maker. And when he finally became the decision maker, some of those cover two Chicago Bear aspects of what makes Carolina so great now that Ron was accustomed to from his time with the Chicago Bears, both as a player and a coach, started to come out in our defense. And so he taught, it was a lot of what he did was about accountability, coaching us as men, you know, not wanting to be best friends with us. And I'm not trying to say that that's what's happening here or, but that's what happened there.
No, right.
And he brought in that disciplinarian. I'm scared of you, but I respect you and I want to perform for you, because what I know right now is you have a say on whether I have a job throughout the remainder of the season as a starter and, of course, next year if, in fact, you are still as a defense coordinator.
Yeah, the thing that troubles me the most is just when you hear Tashawn Gibson's words, a lack of trust. It sounds like a lack of trust in the system.
We don't know what the defensive line's going to do, and the linebackers don't know what we're going to do. To me, it sounds like confusion.
Confusion. And that's something they're going to have to clean up, and they're going to have to clean it up quickly with that excellent offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town. Finally, let's go to Art. Art, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Nathan. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, before your daughter was born and before you became the fantasy consultant.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Absolutely, and I'm delighted with your success.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to voice my feelings about Johnny.
Sure.
I remember when they had the combine, and when I saw Jadeveon Clowney at 6'6", 265, run a 40 in 4.53, and Johnny's was a 4.53. I knew that he wasn't going to be successful in this league. The other point I wanted to make is that if I was the general manager in the future, I would never draft a quarterback, a defensive back, that wasn't at least 6'5" tall.
Well, it's hard to find DBs at that height, but as far as the quarterback goes, I mean, 6'4", especially in this division, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting that kind of parameter. And there are teams that have size per parameters for every position. You know, you can't be on our team at this position unless you fit this physical description or these physical characteristics. So that's actually not an uncommon thing in the NFL. And I hear what you're saying about quarterback. I think what it goes back to is the age-old adage that the NFL is not built on exceptions. Sure, there are exceptions to every rule, but the NFL is not built on exceptions. All right, when we are done, we are going to come back here right after this, and we're going to go through the Friday forecast. I'm going to continue to battle my key here in studio, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Friday forecast is next here on ESPN 850 WKNR.